Mansioningles.com presenta
Lección 8. Violencia en el paraíso.
Lesson 8. Violence in Paradise.
Antes de escuchar más aventuras del famoso detective privado
Rick Mansworth,
escuche y repite las siguientes palabras y expresiones. La isla.
The island.
Ten cuidado.
Be careful.
Violento.
Violent.
Violencia.
Violence.
Ascensor.
Elevator.
En el inglés americano.
Lift.
En el inglés británico. Balcón.
Balcony.
Un idiota.
An idiot.
Trato, acuerdo.
Deal.
Una grabadora de voz.
A voice recorder. The verb to climb means
escalar o subir a. Encender.
To turn on.
Las cortinas.
Curtains.
Ruido fuerte.
Loud noise.
El verbo
to shoot
es disparar y es un verbo irregular.
Shoot, shot.
Repite.
Shoot, shot. To scream means
gritar y es un verbo irregular. Repite.
Scream, screamed.
Antes de escuchar las próximas aventuras de Rick, escucha tres preguntas.
1. Where are Rick and Stephanie? 2. What's Rick's room number? 3. What happened to Rick? Now listen and answer the questions.
Ahora escuche y conteste las preguntas.
Oh, Rick, this is perfect. I love Hawaii. It's much nicer than New York. It's quieter, slower, and the people are friendlier. Do you like it here?
Well, it's definitely hotter, more expensive than New York. This is the most expensive hotel on the island.
I think it's the prettiest hotel in the world. Rick, can I have another cocktail?
Of course you can, honey. Why don't you order another drink? I'm going to see Mr. Saxon in room 539. I think he's going to buy his drugs this afternoon.
Be careful, Rick.
Don't worry. Mr. Saxon is not a violent man. He hates violence.
Rick walked quickly into the hotel and took the elevator to the fifth floor. His room was 537, the room next to David Saxon. Rick went out onto his balcony and lit a cigarette. He heard men talking loudly in the next room.
4 million? The deal was for 3 million. What do you think, I'm an idiot?
The deal is 4 million. Take it or leave it.
Rick turned on a voice recorder and started to climb over the balcony to get closer to the men inside the next room. He took out a small camera and put it carefully between the curtains of the open window.
Wait, who's that outside on the balcony? Is that one of your men? Get him, Vinny.
Rick didn't see who shot him. He only heard the loud noise of the pistol as he fell over the balcony and into the swimming pool 5 floors below. Someone screamed, and slowly the water went red under Rick's body. Answer the questions. 1. Where are Rick and Stephanie? In a hotel in Hawaii. 2. What's Rick's room number? Room 537. 3. What happened to Rick? He was shot. The 5th floor.
La quinta planta.
Take it or leave it.
Se traduce como lo tomas o lo dejas, pero en el contexto del diálogo es más bien eso es lo que hay. O no me vas a cambiar.
The water went red.
El agua se puso roja. En el diálogo, Stephanie dice:
It's much nicer than New York. Nicer
es un adjetivo de comparación.
Nice
es el adjetivo. Para formar el comparativo se añade er. Escucha:
Barcelona is a nice city. It's much nicer than New York.
Es más bonita que Nueva York. Escucha algunos ejemplos adicionales del diálogo anterior e intente identificar el comparativo.
It's quieter, slower, and the people are friendlier. Quieter, quiet.
Silencioso, tranquilo.
Slower, slow.
Lento.
Friendlier, friendly.
Simpático, agradable. Los adjetivos más largos de 3 y 4 sílabas hacen el comparativo con
more.
Escucha.
Well, it's definitely hotter, more expensive than New York.
Well, it's definitely hotter and more expensive than New York. Hot.
Caliente.
Hotter than.
Más caliente que.
Expensive.
Caro.
More expensive than.
Más caro que. Se usa
than.
Que. Detrás de los comparativos. Escucha y repite.
Spanish people are friendlier than English people. A Fiat is slower than a Ferrari. A cafe is quieter than a nightclub. Valencia is hotter than Paris. Hawaii is more expensive than Bilbao. Bilbao is more interesting than Manchester. Rome is older than Chicago. Anne is more attractive than Emma. The bus is cheaper than the train. My brother is older than my sister. My flat is bigger than yours. Your flat was more expensive.
El superlativo termina en est o se construye con
the most.
Escucha.
I think it's the prettiest hotel in the world.
I think it's the prettiest hotel in the world.
This is the most expensive hotel on the island.
This is the most expensive hotel on the island.
Con los adjetivos breves como
old, nice, big, etc.
Se pone EST. Con los adjetivos largos como
important, expensive, interesting, etc.
Se utiliza
the most.
Escucha y repite.
It's the oldest city in the country. Is this the most expensive restaurant? What's the cheapest? You say the nicest things. He's the most important person.
Observa que los superlativos siempre llevan el artículo
the oldest, the nicest, the most expensive, the most attractive, etc.
También existen algunos comparativos y superlativos irregulares. Escucha. Bueno.
Good. Better. The best. Chelsea are good. Manchester United are better. But Arsenal are the best.
Repite.
Good. Better. The best.
Escucha. Malo.
Bad. Worse. The worst. England has bad weather. Scotland has worse. But Iceland has the worst.
Repite.
Bad. Worse. The worst.
You're simply the best. You're better than all the best.
Eres simplemente el mejor, mejor que todos los demás.
You're simply the best, better than all the rest.
You're the best. You're better than
Escucha algunas frases del diálogo anterior.
Rick walked quickly into the hotel. He heard the men talking loudly. Put it carefully between the curtains. Slowly, the water went red. Quickly.
Rápidamente.
Loudly.
Fuerte.
Carefully.
Cuidadosamente. Y
slowly.
Lentamente o despacio son adverbios. Los adverbios explican cómo ocurre un hecho o una acción. Escucha.
The train stopped suddenly.
El tren se paró de repente. Los adverbios se colocan normalmente después del verbo.
Please speak slowly.
Por favor, habla despacio.
Please listen carefully.
Por favor, escucha atentamente.
I understand you perfectly.
Te entiendo perfectamente. Escucha y repite.
You're a bad dancer. You dance badly. Be careful. She moved carefully. You're a violent man. You act violently. You're a slow driver. You drive slowly.
Escucha.
Good.
Bueno, es adjetivo.
He's a good footballer. Well.
Bien, es adverbio.
He plays well.
Repite.
Your English is good. You speak well. You're a really good dancer. You dance really well. Really good.
Se traduce como buenísimo y...
Really bad.
Será malísimo.
You're a really good singer. You sing really well. You're a really good driver. You drive really well. It's very good food. It's cooked really well.
Escucha.
Rick took the elevator to the fifth floor. Fifth.
Es un número ordinal. Los ordinales en inglés se forman normalmente con solo añadir la terminación th, excepto los tres primeros que son totalmente irregulares. Escucha y repite.
1. First. 2. Second. 3. Third. 4. Fourth. 5. Fifth. 6. Sixth. 7. Seventh. 8. Eighth. 9. Ninth. 10. Tenth. 11. Eleventh. 12. 12th. 13. 13th. 14. 14th. 15. 15th. 16. 16th. 17. 17th. 18. 18th. 19. 19th. 20. 20th. 21. 21st. 30. 30th. 40. 40th. 50. 50th. 60. 60th. 70. 70th. 80. 80th. 90. 90th. 100. 100th.
Se usan los ordinales en inglés para los días del mes. Escucha y repite.
The 1st of May. May the 1st. The 2nd of June. June the 2nd. The 3rd of December. December the 3rd. The 4th of September. September the 4th. March the 25th. The 25th of March.
Se usa el ordinal en los títulos de reyes. Escucha y repite.
King Juan Carlos the 1st. Alfonso the 13th. Elizabeth the 2nd. Richard the 3rd. Henry the 8th.
Escucha y repite.
I live on the second floor. This is my third job. Is she your first wife? Have you seen the film Rambo, First Blood? What about The Sixth Sense with Bruce Willis? Is today the 14th or the 15th? It's our 7th anniversary tomorrow. The Empire State Building is on 5th Avenue. His office is on the 3rd floor. That was Mencionato Dos from La Mención del Inglés, Bebé. You heard the voices of Manoli García Cárcel, Ángeles Leandro, Stephanie and Terry Irons, Francis and Harry Wieland, and Craig Wieland. Music was by Kevin MacLeod from his website incompitech.com. Derek Oldman, his album Unidentified City, the tracks Antares and Instrumental Rain. The Chill Carrier, the album Awakening, the tracks Beyond Space, Winter Sunset, Moon Rider, and Beautiful Flow. Sion, from the album Smoky Jazz Dub, the track After Hours. Alexander Blue, the album May, the tracks Emptiness, Concert, and Spider. The album Electricity, tracks Electromaniac. Scroojay, from the album Patterns and Lines, the track Behind the Line. Ben Othman, from the album Saria, the tracks La Masa Chill, Space Off, and Magic Guitar. The sounds in this course were taken from the Freesound Project at www.freesound.org and the Banco de Imágenes y Sonido.
Mencionato es un curso de inglés propiedad de la Mansión del Inglés, CB.
El adjetivo
some
se traduce como unos, unas, algunos, algunas, un poco de algo. Un poco de algo, un poco de o algo de. Lo junta todo, repetimos.
Escucha y di si los sustantivos son contables o incontables. Me he equivocado.
The deal is 4 million. Take it or leave it.
The deal is 4 million. Take it or leave it.
The deal is 4 million. Take it or leave it.
Escucha algunas frases del Se lió la lengua.
Yes, I am actually.
I think we better take that again.
Hey, Stephanie, what are you doing? You're what?
There's no lines there.
Oh, shit.
Ahora repasaremos los sustantivos contables e incontables. Escucha.
¿Qué te pasa? Uy, estaba tragando saliva y me has hecho el paso y me he acelerado, perdona.
I couldn't find my line.
Nosotros con... Es que me... Ay, es que... ¿Cómo he contado? Y yo me pongo a contar y digo, pues... he añadido, ay. Ay, vale. Ay, Dios mío.